Welcome to this practice of Yoga Nidra. Start to settle into position. Feel the ground holding and supporting you. Feel your body lying on the floor, being held by the ground beneath you. Feel your limbs, torso, head, where they touch the ground, where they're being held and supported by the ground. Feel the weight of the body as it starts to settle into the ground. The limbs become heavier. The head sinks deeper into the ground. Feel held, supported, and cradled by the earth beneath you. Now come to the breath. Notice the natural rhythm of the breath. Notice the journey the breath takes as it enters the body through the nostrils, travels down the throat, through the chest, into the abdomen, and into the pit of the stomach. And notice how the breath leaves the body, traveling from the stomach up the chest, through the throat, and out through the nostrils. Notice the temperature of the breath as it enters the body, and the temperature of the breath as it leaves the body. Imagine there are little lungs on the feet. And you breathe in through the feet, up through the legs, the knee, thigh, into the hips, abdomen, chest, neck, up into the head, and out through the space between the eyebrows. Now reverse this and imagine the breath coming in between the space between the eyebrows, down the head, the throat, into the chest, past the abdomen, the hips, thighs, knees, lower legs, and out through the feet. Now I'd like to invite you to make a sankalpa. A sankalpa is a resolution or a resolve. If you would like to make a sankalpa, I invite you to repeat a positive statement in the present tense to yourself 3 times. If you do not wish to make a sankalpa or do not have one, that's okay. Just notice if there is anywhere in the body that has the warmest welcome for guidance right now. Please make your sankalpa now. And now we're going to take a journey around the body. As I name the body part, I invite you to mentally visualize that body part. Repeat the name in your mind as well if you wish. And I also invite you to place a tiny blue star on that body part. Let's start by placing a tiny blue star on the right hand thumb, second finger, third finger, fourth finger, fifth finger, palm of the hand, back of the hand, wrist, forearm, elbow, shoulder, armpit, waist, hip, thigh, knee, shin, calf, ankle, top of the foot, sole of the foot. Place a tiny blue star on the right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. Now come to the left hand thumb. Place a tiny blue star on the left hand thumb, second finger, third finger, fourth finger, fifth finger, palm of the hand, back of the hand, wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, armpit, waist, hip, thigh, kneecap, shin, calf, ankle, top of the foot, sole of the foot, the left big toe. Place a tiny blue star on the left big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. Now come to the back of the body. Place a tiny blue star on the right hand shoulder blade, left hand shoulder blade, right buttock, left buttock, right heel, left heel. And come to the top of the head. Place a tiny blue star on the top of the head, forehead, right temple, left temple, right eye, left eye, middle of the eyebrows, right ear, left ear, right cheek, left cheek, right nostril, left nostril, upper lip, lower lip, both lips together, chin. Now come to the front of the body. Place tiny blue stars across the chest, the navel, the abdomen. Place tiny blue stars on the whole of the body. The whole of the body. The whole of the body. And now visualize yourself as a galaxy of stars. These tiny stars twinkling away in the midnight sky. As you breathe in, the stars expand across the universe. As you breathe out, the stars coming closer together. Just visualize yourself as a constellation of tiny stars twinkling away in the midnight sky. And now let that fade away. And now I want you to imagine that it's a beautiful summer's day and you've decided to go to your favourite beach in the whole wide world. You arrive at the beach and you see the water and the ocean glistening in the distance. You decide to leave anything you're carrying on the beach and make your way towards the water for a paddle. As you walk towards the water, imagine you can feel the warmth of the sun on the skin of your arms and on your face. Imagine what that feels like, to feel the warmth of the sun on the skin of your body. And as you walk nearer and nearer to the water, you notice the clouds drift across the sky and the air becomes cooler, and you feel the cool air brushing against the skin of your arms and your face. Imagine the feel of cool air against the skin of your arms and your face. And now as you enter the water, you feel warm once again. And you feel your feet become wet as you walk through the water. The water lapping against your ankles. Your feet surrounded by water. The feeling of wet skin on your feet. Imagine that feeling of wet feet as you paddle through the water. And now you decide to head back to the beach. As you leave the water, you notice how the skin of your feet becomes drier and drier as you walk across the sand. Imagine that feeling of the skin of the feet becoming tighter as it dries out in the heat of the day. Imagine the feeling of dry skin on your feet. Now, as you reach the spot on the beach where you lay your belongings, you start to feel tired. A feeling of tiredness washes over your body. Imagine that feeling of being tired. And you decide to lay down for a short nap. You now awaken from the nap. You feel wide awake and you decide to get up from where you are laying. Imagine that feeling of your whole body feeling wide awake. And once you are standing, you feel your body start to move to the sound of the waves lapping against the shore. And now let that fade away and come back to the body and focus on the breath. Notice the natural rhythm of the breath. Notice the body lying on the floor being breathed. Notice the body lying there on the floor being breathed. Notice how the breath enters the body, filling the lungs and the abdomen with fresh oxygenated air. And notice how the breath leaves the body. Maybe you could try giving the breath a colour and visualising the breath, the colour of the breath as it enters the body and fills the body with air. And notice the colour and the breath leaving the body as you exhale. And now I invite you to experience the following through the senses, starting with visualizations. I'd like you to visualize a bright summer's day, a starry nighttime sky, a robin in winter, a daffodil in spring, a stormy sea, a calm, glassy lake, the smell of an orange, the smell of freshly baked bread, the smell of a new book, the rough feel of a tree bark, the feeling of silk against the skin, the first sip of tea in the morning, the taste of a ripe, juicy pear as you bite into it, the sound of a twig snapping underfoot, the sound of a baby giggling, the drum of raindrops against the window, the chiming of bells. And now I invite you to come back to the Sankalpa you set at the start of the practice. In order to deepen the connection and effect of the Sankalpa, I invite you to repeat it to yourself 3 times. If you didn't have a Sankalpa, just notice if anything has arisen in the body during the practice. And now I'd like you to come back to the body. I'd like you to visualize yourself lying on the floor. Visualize the clothes you are wearing, the room you are lying in, the position you are lying in the room. Start to visualize the things within the room, the colour of the walls, any objects in the room. And now I would like you to notice any sounds, starting with the nearest sound, the sound of your own breath. Notice the sound of your own breath. Now I'd like you to expand your awareness further away from yourself and notice any sounds you can hear within the room. Just notice the sounds. You don't have to react to any of the sounds. Just notice the sounds you can hear within the room. And now turn your attention to sounds outside the room. Maybe you can hear sounds from outside on the street, in the garden. Just notice the sounds you can hear outside of the room. And now, as we near the end of the practice, I would like you to start to bring small movements to the body. Very, very gently. There's no hurry. Just start to bring small movements, such as wriggling the toes and the fingers. Wriggle the toes and the fingers. Slowly bring movement back to the body. Maybe move the head from side to side, very slowly and gently, just slowly starting to awaken the body. If you feel you'd like to stretch, stretch your arms above your head, your feet out in front of you. Start to move the body. Perhaps bring the knees into the chest and gently rock from side to side to awaken the spine. And when you are ready, in your own time, roll on to your right hand side in fetal position and lie there for a few moments before coming up to a seated position. This practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Thank you for listening.